Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, August 15th. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as the lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. During the month of August, in worship, on our social media, and for the Word of the Week, we will be sharing favorite Old Testament stories. Today is the story of Queen Esther. You are invited to read the full story in the book of Esther. This week's Word of the Week is entitled, For Such a Time as This. And our scripture reading comes from Esther, chapter 4, verse 14, which says, For if you keep silent at such a time as this, relief and deliverance will rise for the Jews from another quarter, but you and your father's family will perish. Who knows? Perhaps you have come to royal dignity for just such a time as this. The book of Esther is not exactly a Bible bedtime story for children, but it is an exciting read, with suspense, danger, and the mix of characters that represent good and evil. It's a story about survival and making choices, and about how a very courageous woman named Esther risked her life to protect her people. The story of Esther tells of an unsuccessful attempt to kill the Jewish people living in the Persian Empire during the reign of King Ahasuerus. The threat was averted by the courage and shrewdness of Esther and her cousin Mordecai. It is a relatively simple story of triumph of good over evil, but the author keeps the outcome in suspense as long as possible. The plot of the story begins when Esther's cousin refuses to bow down before Haman, the wicked prime minister, which directly disobeys the laws of the king. When Haman gets fed up with Mordecai's refusal to bow to him, he builds gallows on which to hang Mordecai, and then vows to kill all the Jews in the Persian Empire. Then Haman bribes the king to proclaim the destruction of the Jewish people. At this point in the story, the king does not know that his wife, Queen Esther, is Jewish. Mordecai then appeals to Esther for help in the face of the impending disaster and destruction of their people, saying that if Esther keeps silent at such a time as this, their people will perish. Eventually, Queen Esther gathers her courage and successfully appeals to the king to save a group of God's people from destruction. We too live in a for such a time as this world, in which we have many opportunities, both large and small, to speak out against injustice and to stand alongside people who are marginalized or who have little power or voice in our society, or who might just need a helping hand. And Esther is an empowering role model of this kind of courage and strength. The story of Esther is about finding ourselves in common, ordinary situations and places where we can speak up and speak out on behalf of others with our words and our actions. As God used Esther to make a difference in her time, may God use us to shape and change the time in which we live for such a time as this. Thanks be to God. Amen.